AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario,
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario,
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
God, please to me.
If it existed, if it was released after 1985, he's not interested.
Johnny Mathis?
Loves Mathis. Love.
Now, how can you not, though?
Your fear make you speak. You see your father.
You see me.
Then you see me. Coward. Coward. A fiend.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. About 25 more minutes before we hand it over to Adam Oslin for pregame. A full hour of Clippers celebration headed into tip against the Orlando Magic. It got that big victory last night against the Lakers by a single point. Hey, Lakers, you hit the snooze button and you woke up too late. I hope that doesn't come back to bite you.
Lakers, you hit the snooze and woke up too late. That's going to bite you.
Just wait 2 months from now and it bites you. Regular season NBA basketball. Magic Clippers. Feel it.
Yeah. Today, those Magic look hot.
Hot,
hot, hot, hot in January.
Hot, hot, hot. Appalachian is hot, hot, hot.
Appalachian is hot, hot, hot. Come and see why we're such a popular spot.
Appalachian is hot, hot, hot.
Follow us on Twitter at Matt Money Smith or at Tim Cates or at Petros and Money, the show Twitter, at Ronnie Fascio.
I appreciate that.
Poster of the playlist. And of course, at the old P. But now it's time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
The Trevi Fountain in Rome.
I've seen it.
Is one of many famous fountains across the globe.
Huh?
If you stand with your back to the fountain, the old tale goes, toss a coin over your left shoulder, you are guaranteed a return trip to Rome.
Three coins in the fountain.
Each one seeking happiness. I was just there this past summer. We did the trick.
They lie in the
See if we get to go back to Rome. Every day, thousands of people partake in that custom.
Which one will the fountain bless?
I'd say here in the States, probably Vegas, like Bellagio, that fountain
it's in the
is
fountain.
Getting the most coins.
What about the one in
Chicago?
Aurora in the Goonies?
Oh, that's a big
Somebody
one. That
else's
well,
dreams.
Yeah, yeah, Buckingham Fountain. I assume there's a fountain in Central Park. I don't know if you're supposed to throw coins into the tar pits here in L.A.
No, they get caught.
At Trevi Fountain, they rake $15,000 worth of coins a week.
Just a week? I would say a day with the amount of people that are there. I mean, it's 20 deep all
day.
24 hours.
Nonstop.
And it's lit beautifully. It's better to go look at night because it's so pretty.
$1 million a year. And they donate every last cent of it to charity. It is the Roman
Catholic
Church.
And a little bit of a
church.
Trevi upkeep.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Upkeep. Got to keep them fountains rolling.
Got to keep those faces bright and marbly.
It is a group that sweeps the fountain, gets the coins, and distributes the money to the needy.
Just a notch below the Knights of Templar in the world of the Catholic order.
Above. Sweep them coins.
I mean, we're talking about the Holy Grail, man.
So there you go. Know
Thank
that
you.
Your coin, yes, it's being removed, but it is going to a good cause.
That's great news. If you want to check out this podcast, am570lasports.com/PMS, a stream. You can stream it on the iHeartRadio app or podcast it on the iHeartRadio app, which we prefer. But it's on many other outlets, including Apple, and it will be up tonight. It's time for the Quick Hits.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Oh, yeah! Carlos Beltran is stepping down as the Mets manager, and he never even managed a game. He was instrumental as a player involved in the Astros sign-stealing scandal during the 2017 World Series run.
Cheating-ass cheater.
This is gaining momentum, and baseball doesn't want to go down the hole. They don't want to investigate the Yankees. They don't want anybody else. They just want to sacrifice those the GM and
the managers
and a few people.
You can keep your Altuve jersey and your Bregman jerseys, but the managers, you go.
But this goes deep, and let's hope it is the catalyst for some change. as far as all these weird wire photos and stuff
like that.
It's
going to get worse.
Yes, all the social media posts are floating around with the shockers on their shoulders to get bitches.
That's going
to
put it over the top. That's
bad.
The video.
It's very bad. Yeah, it's really bad.
The Altuve video of don't take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Don't take my shirt off. Don't take it off. Don't take it off. Don't rip off my shirt.
Rough stuff, Matt. And I'm coming over to your side about the stripping of the... I don't want the Dodgers to have it.
No, just vacate it.
And that's the only problem for me is...
It's these L.A. councilmen,
the
idiots.
The councilmen, the grandstanding,
stop.
The idiot with the blue beard.
Stop.
The idiots.
Just take it from them. They can't celebrate it anymore. They can't make a single cent more. It's over. Those players will never see their anniversary. None of that crap.
And remember this about the Dodgers. Dignity.
The council... The city council has no dignity.
No, they don't.
So what they're doing is perfectly understandable. It's what they're supposed to do. They have no dignity.
In 2017, the guy that jumped into the dugout and tried to get the Astros has more dignity than
yes.
the LA City Council, and that he was dragged out of Dodger Stadium a fool. A damn fool.
You're a damn fool.
The Clippers are playing tonight, Matt.
Yay.
They're five games back, number four seed in the West. They host the Magic tonight. Orlando coming off their biggest victory of the year, going to Staples and beating the Lakers. They're currently the seventh seed in the East, and they only have three wins.
Don't sleep on a Magic, Kawhi, and the Clippers. The Lakers did, and they got bit in the rear.
Good analysis.
That's it. That's what I got.
Well, speaking of the Lakers, they're off until Saturday, and then they'll start a five-game road trip in Houston versus the Rockets.
First time they played them this year.
PMS hero Alex Caruso, the Caruso Show.
Came on with us. Very next game.
Concussed.
Yeah.
That's because we played it twice.
Probably. We should have stuck with once.
But he's up in the voting for the All-Star. Yeah, that's on here, too. Anthony Davis still has a sore colo, and we're not sure about his status for the road trip.
Is that the official diagnosis? Sore colo.
In Greece. And we said the voting numbers. You got LeBron James, Anthony, Kawhi, Paul George. That's the front court, top four. Luka Doncic, leading vote getter amongst the guards.
Foosball.
And the show, as we said, Caruso, number four in the West.
You're going to get your ass, Westbrook. Steph Curry, you ain't even playing.
Isn't
you're all
out?
Hurt.
Yeah.
You're going to get you. Caruso going to be
Spider
in there.
Spider Mitchell, Booker, D'Angelo Russell, and the electric Ja Morant.
I wish we had someone on this show that prophesized that Ja Morant was going to be so special he'd take him ahead of Zion Williamson.
Happy 50th birthday, Don McLean! An arrest warrant for simple battery has been issued for Browns wide receiver and former LSU star Odell Beckham, who smacked a cop in the ass.
Superdome security guard. Right in the ass.
Following the Tigers' national championship win over Clemson.
And was doing some sort of dance in his face. The security guard was trying to get the LSU players to put out their cigars. And I would assume this is a product of the video being leaked. And
yes.
The cops were like, hey.
That's embarrassing.
We can't have that, so we're just going to have to say we're arresting you.
Yeah, Beckham's kind of an idiot.
Kind of?
Well, there's Antonio Brown.
Now, you're right. When compared to Antonio Brown.
See, there you go.
Beckham is a model citizen.
I tell you about these superstar wide receivers, Matt.
Oof.
Even Ed McCaffrey, a real cancer.
Is that right? I don't think that's accurate.
What do you know? I was there, my man. I was there with Alfred Williams. Antonio Brown. Drew Rosenhaus fired Antonio Brown.
What does that tell you about how bad things are with Antonio Brown?
I can honestly say never thought I'd see that.
No.
No. In my life, never thought I would see Drew Rosenhaus fire anybody that could make money.
He has decided, or maybe you just answered our own query and bit of confusion. He knows that Antonio Brown ain't getting a job in the NFL again, and he ain't going to get a cut of that boxing match from the zone.
Not after calling
Logan
out that
Paul.
Short cop.
Little guy.
What is it, man? I
little
mean, Odell's
going to
slap that
guy
in the ass. Antonio's got to yell at that poor Hollywood, Florida policeman.
Hollywood, Florida, by the way, say, here's your money. We don't want your stinking dirty money. Donated a bunch of money to their charity. Used to show up at their softball games and their flag football games, and they're like, hey, you can't be calling our guy little guy. Can't do that.
Take it over to the Western diplomat.
Here's your money back. We're out.
Give it to an escort at the bar.
Little guy. Little guy.
LSU is going to the White House.
That's right. Get out of here. Crack up.
Casa Blanca. Los Tigres tomorrow to meet El Presidente de Estados Unidos, Señor Donald Trump.
Now, what are they going to serve at the White House? Who was it last year they went? They had like McDonald's.
Popeyes. New Orleans, dude.
Oh, get the Cajun flavor going.
Yeah. Zatarain's.
I don't think so. I think his go-to is just McDonald's. I think
he's just going to go
Mickey
D's.
He loves McDonald's.
Eat it. Eat the burger.
Look at him. Look at that. You like that, right?
You know, I got to say.
You like it, right?
If there's any college football team that has a more sophisticated palate, it is LSU, and they deserve some kind of...
Maybe you could reach out to the White House and say, hey, why don't you fly Drago's up there?
Clam bake.
And they'll get it going, huh?
Oh, get Dr. Jerry in there.
Let's get it going.
Get Tommy in there with some charbroiled oysters. That would be good. Dave Aranda is going to be the head coach at Baylor, they say. Baylor ain't broke. And Dave Aranda, hot coordinator. And now Ed has got two guys to replace, the passing game coordinator, the OC, really. Brady, and now Dave Aranda, who are both Hawk Harrelson, he gone. From Baton Rouge.
Barry to the NFL, the Panthers on Matt Rule's staff, and Aranda to Baylor to replace Matt Rule.
Kings news, Matt.
They didn't even play yesterday.
Well, you don't have to be frustrated.
Playing right now as we speak. The puck's been dropped in Florida.
Well, you
second
can
period.
Listen to that and every Kings game on the iHeartRadio app and on the Kings channel. Who wouldn't want to hear that? 18-25-5 are the Kings, and Kings Hockey is brought to you by Morongo Casino. Good times.
NBA champ, NBA analyst now, NBA hard ass, fabulous communicator, friend of the show status at this point.
Certainly.
You see him on the hot take shows, but he didn't have to try hard to bring it to the people.
He speaks the truth.
With thrust and truth. Joining us now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Fresh off a swollen up on everybody on Twitter. And fresh off a Lakers loss to the Orlando Magic. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It's over. It's Kendrick Perkins, Big Perk, on PMS once again. What's cracking, Perk? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Hey, look, that was the best intro I ever had in my life, man. I might want to call back and have you do that all over again.
We'll do it again. Just like a reggae dancehall song. Stop it and then start it again. Wheel and turn. Perk.
Boy, that was classic.
Well, you're a classy guy. That's why we'd like to talk to you. Now, you were on dominant teams with big threes and all that different stuff as a young player and as a veteran. Just for the Lakers last night in the context of, you know, what it's like to lose a game in January, how big of a deal is it? I mean, do you just kind of let water off a duck's back and on to the next, or does it keep you up at night?
Well, I mean, you kind of look at it both ways, and it's different because, you know, you're watching this Laker team and, you know, LeBron has been doing what he's supposed to do, but I'm ready for them to put a string of games together, of wins together against quality teams. You know, obviously they go into Dallas and have a big time win, and then they go into Oklahoma City without Anthony Davis and LeBron James and get a nice win. But then you lose to a nice young, athletic Orlando Magic team who gets into you, who's not afraid. And they have been playing great basketball over the last 2 or 3 weeks since they've been healthy across the board. And it kind of raised eyebrows because when you're a contender and you know you're a team that's really a championship or bust type team, you know, is, you know, that's kind of one of those losses that's what you call unacceptable. You know what I mean? And to me, the Lakers should, you know, they should never drop the ball. Of course, they was kicking themselves in behind, but behind that loss last night. Like, that's one of those, you know, when you look at the calendar or whatever, you like, all right, we got to get this one.
Kendrick, when it comes to LeBron and what he's been doing, and he's the leading vote getter right now in all-star returns, how much of this do you think is a product of him finally getting some time off last year, the back half of the season, and no playoffs for the first time in, well, seemingly forever?
Well, I think it was good for him. First, I think he needed the rest. Second, I think it struck a nerve with him. I think, you know, Braun being out and not being part of the playoffs last year and actually had to sit back and watch it, that don't sit well with him. He's a competitive guy. He's a winner. he wants to be a part of that and part of the playoffs. And for him to be at home, that didn't sit well with Braun. I know him. And, you know, he coming into this season, I'm pretty damn sure he came in with a chip on his shoulder. He's been playing great. Guy, year 17, and doing the things that he's still doing, you can't do nothing but applaud it.
What you've seen, I know he's out because of the bruised butt, but just in terms of the chemistry between LeBron and Anthony Davis, we speculated, A, when the trade was first made, and what the hell do we know about basketball, that it would be a great pairing, and then we saw it in the preseason, and we're like, wow, this could be special, and then it seems like it was just an immediate connection. When it comes to playoff basketball, is there any reason to think that it won't be as successful as it's been thus far?
No, it won't. I mean, look, man, to be honest with y'all, we're looking at two guys who are generational talents that's teaming up as a big and basically a point forward. You know what I'm saying? They might be the best duo since Kobe and Shaq, in my opinion. And it was no doubt in my mind that, you know, that these guys were going to be doing this. And it's not surprising at all. I'm more surprised more so the connection that they have on the defensive end more so than anything. That's been the biggest surprise to me. But, you know, I'm not surprised. I expected this. I know you guys did too. I expected this. For them to be clicking, in order for this to not work, it's going to have to be the others that don't come through. That's the only way I can see it not working.
Like Quinn Cooks?
Well, Quinn Cooks should be getting more minutes than what he's getting, by the way. I think that kid could actually play, and I'm not just going off the game yesterday. To me, he complements LeBron James in a way that you need him, because he don't need the ball in his hands to be successful. He could play off the ball. So I think last night, if I'm Frank Vogel, I might have to look into actually – you know, putting Quinn Cook out there a little bit more.
And I'm glad you mentioned it. And I don't know if you intentionally said it that way, Kendrick, but, you know, that's kind of what we've been kicking around. Is Kuzma a good player that's just a bad fit? Because you saw what he was able to do when both LeBron and Anthony Davis were out there. But he just seems to struggle a little bit trying to figure out how he fits in when they are out there. Do you think that's something that's going to work, or might they try to find a better piece to fill that role?
Well, see, Kuzma has always been a question mark with me because, for one, I question his maturity level. And when I say his maturity level, like, you have to have a different mindset when you're on a championship or bust type team and this type of situation. And, you know, to me, it's like almost like, you know, Kuzma is still trying to establish who he is as a player. And that's not what they need him to be. Like, in my mind, you know, you gotta block out all the hidden agendas. And I don't know if he's all the way in as buying into his role as being a third option guy. I think he wants to prove to the world that he's more than a third option guy, and he's not going to be that on this Lakers team. So that's my only concern with Kuzma, because, yes, when LeBron and AD are both not playing or one of the others not playing, he thrives well and he's able to get his looks. But how are you going to do it when you're the third option? Maybe if you're not getting 20 shots, how are you going to affect the game in other areas? Can you go get five or six offensive rebounds with tip dunks? Can you go get three or four steals? Can you take some charges? Can you go do other things on the court? And I haven't seen that out of Kuzma this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers are looking for another piece. Like, you have to, when you talking about a situation, like you talking about a championship team, you always looking to get better. So, I mean, if this weighs out there and Kuzma trade value is up and they can land something else that's better than Kuzma, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers go after them.
Kendrick, they'll get the Rockets this weekend for the first time this season.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. We know how you feel about Westbrook and that pairing with Ian James Harden. For all the incoming around here, I don't know if you've heard it. I'm sure you probably have. The Lakers are taken because they lost those two meetings with the Clippers. Is this an important – I guess I should say, how important is this regular season game for them, as it is the first meeting with Harden, Westbrook, and that team?
Well, it's very important for the Lakers. In my opinion, I think this is a statement win because if you look at this Lakers ball club, yes, they have beaten the Utah Jazz, and yes, they have beaten the Denver Nuggets. But outside of that, the Clippers pretty much dominated them in both games, and the Rockets, I think, hold a 2-1 lead over the Clippers this season. So going into the season, the top three teams that were in the West that was either coming out of the West were the Lakers, Clippers, and the Rockets in any order. So in my opinion, if the Lakers step onto the floor, on the court on Saturday and they're healthy, with AD playing, this is a statement game. They have to go out there and make a statement. And I think this game is really important to them. And if they tell you anything different, they're lying.
Kendrick Perkins is our guest, one of the OGs of all time out of Beaumont, Texas. And he knows the screw. He knows Michael 5000 Watts, Lil Flip, Paul Wall, all of them.
Yeah.
Big Mo. Now we got to ask you because you were a young big man in the NBA and you didn't have any time to get acclimated. You were right onto a championship team like we were talking about. But that's not the case with Zion. He's out there in New Orleans. He's going to make his debut. Obviously, he's been hurt. There's been questions about his conditioning, you know, all kinds of weird stuff. What do you think's going through his mind right now, being a young guy yourself at one point and a big man in the league? And if you were playing against him when he was having his debut, would you knee him, you know, really hard in the back of the leg? I mean, how is his debut going to go, in your opinion?
Well, I hope it goes well because, I mean, we're talking about a guy that was hadn't been this hyped up since LeBron James. So, you know, I think it's been a disappointment because we haven't got a chance to see Zion yet. But, you know, to be honest with you, I'm a fan of Zion's, but I wasn't always just, you know, super high on him. Like, I've been on record saying this before the draft, this past draft, that, you know, if I was a team, I would really consider drafting Ja Morant number one. You know, that was just me personally. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that with the team that he have around him and the way that I watch Alvin Gentry play Zion, he played him at the five and had him rolling to the basket. And, you know, Alvin Gentry was really putting him in position to be successful during the preseason. And I think that, you know, with the guys he have, with the passing of Lonzo Ball, and, you know, he don't have to worry about being that guy to go get a bucket because they got Brandon Ingram over there who's playing phenomenal right now. I think he's walking into a pretty good situation. I think he'll play well at the five. And me personally, I wouldn't have an answer for him because he's too athletic for me. Like, I wouldn't have an answer for him. I mean, the kid could play. So I think he'll be fine because they're going to monitor his minutes and stuff like that, but the expectation is going to be high because I just got a phone call this morning that said, hey, you know, ESPN, we're working this game on Wednesday to return to Zion. So that's how much, you know, he has a lot of pressure and, you know, a lot of people are waiting to say, hey, he's not what we thought he was and this, that, and the other. So, you know, with social media come about and stuff like that, people are seeing this type of things going on. So he's watching. So, you know, I just hope he had the right people in his corner to keep him focused. But, you know, he definitely has to lose some weight, man, because he's too big right now. I don't care if it's muscle or not, but he has to get leaner, in my opinion.
Kendrick Perkins is one of a kind.
The best.
Man. Hold up. I got too much lean in my cup.
Thank you. Big Mo screwed up, huh?
Thank you so much, Kendrick, and we appreciate it, man. Right. We'll have you on again soon whenever you're not busy, and have a great second half of the season as we're rolling into the new year, analyzing basketball and doing your thing. You're the best. Thank you.
Hey, fella, anytime. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good one, all right?
All right, you too.
Coming up, Clippers versus Orlando Magico. Lakers interview, Clipper basketball. We'll be on tomorrow, Frogman Friday, full show at 3. Back on tomorrow.